Behind those then came Arcadia Queen. She comes to the outside and sets after the leaders. Great shot, trap for Fools. Pike hasn't really moved. Now he does. Look at her go, the three-year-old. Arcadia Queen swept up and grabbed the lead. Further back is Material Man, but the babies run right away from them. Arcadia Queen, he had a peep over the right shoulder, and she's going to blow them away and record a sensational win in the Kingston Town. Arcadia Queen from Material Man. Galaxy Star rattling down the outside.
Oh, it was one of the most dominant displays we've seen in the Kingston Town. Just the second filly to win the race and to win it so dominantly, with William Pike in the saddle. Another win for owner Bob Peters, his fifth, and he's declared that Arcadia Queen the most impressive winner of his five victories in that race. Always great to have a chat to Willie Pike. How are you, Willie? Congratulations on the win.
Yeah, I'm going good. Thanks very much.
We spoke to you a couple of weeks ago and you said you had a tough decision about which one you were going to ride, Arcadia Queen or Galaxy Star, who, you, of course, you won the railway on. Gee whiz, you pulled the right rein.
Yeah, well, afterwards it looked like an easy decision, but I definitely had a hard time picking them at the time.
There's been a lot of talk about this filly and the prospect of seeing her over in the eastern states. So you have ridden a lot of star gallopers and a lot of Bob Peters star gallopers. How good is this filly? That was just her fifth win from six starts, and what she's done this summer campaign has been unbelievable.
Yes, definitely. She's probably the most forward and sometimes a lot of the Peters horses take a little while to learn their trade, but just from day one she's just a natural born racehorse, and she loves the race, and I've said she's quite an aggressive filly, and she jumps out and puts herself on top of the speed, and yeah, she just loves it.
How much more improvement do you think she can take? Because she's so lightly raced in a three-year-old filly, with a season in the spelling paddock or an off-season in the spelling paddock. How much more development and improvement do you think there is left?
Well, with fingers crossed, but hopefully there's a lot. Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's hard to know, and just hopefully she does spell well, and hopefully she does come back as good as we all hope she can be, and just can take that next step and do it again and do us all proud.
How do you compare her to some of the best you've ridden in the past?
Oh, definitely right up there. I like her so much just because she jumps out, she puts herself in the first half a dozen, takes a lot of the guesswork out of it, and I think it is a sign of a good horse that can sit on top of the speed and still kick like she did. You have to be pretty good to do that.
There's been some talk, Bob Peters has mentioned the $7.5 million new race, the Golden Eagle, only open to four-year-olds, and there's even some talk of a potential Cox Plate next year. Would you like to see her try and tackle some of those targets over in the East?
Oh, absolutely. That means she would have spelled well and come back as good as we all hope. So it would be very nice to see her to go to those races and fly the flag for the West. It would be very nice for us.
Bob Peters made a slight comment, which may have been a little bit of a slap to Victoria, about the Regumate issue with his fillies, and saying that maybe he wouldn't want to race her in Victoria if that issue was still lingering. As a jockey, do you notice a difference with these fillies and mares who may come into season? Has Arcadia Queen suffered from that?
Yeah, well, definitely. As I sort of said before, she's quite an aggressive filly, and I think she'd be quite difficult to handle without that bit of extra help. So I don't know the true ins and outs of how it all works, but I definitely know any bit of help you could get for her would be necessary.
We'll have a chat to Bob Peters. He'll join us on the program tomorrow. We can discuss that further. But just personally for you, Willie, gee, it's been an unbelievable summer carnival. How do you rate your form and what you've achieved?
Well, it's probably my best Master Series I've ever had. But unfortunately, all I can think about is the winter bottom running second. I'm pretty happy I've been able to get the two group ones, but all I think about now is Enticing Star in second, so and what could have been there. But look, I'm very happy with the way things are going, and my form in the big ones has been great, and the opportunities have been there this year though as well. I've had the best horses leading in, and I'm just glad I've been able to get the job done.
we keep asking for you to come over to the east and have a crack. Is that itch something that you want to scratch, or when you've got so many good horses back home, are you just comfortable where you are, that you're pretty happy to stay there unless you get a filly like this who wants to travel over to the east?
Yeah, pretty much exactly what you said, and you nailed it there. If I were able to follow a filly across like this, that'd be nice. I don't have any burning desire to go and prove myself anywhere. I'm pretty happy with the way things are here, and but definitely wouldn't say no if the opportunity arises to follow a horse across.
Gee, the locals must be crowing, because it's been a domination over there, especially of the eastern gallopers that have come across. The locals have certainly showed them a clean pair of hooves this carnival, haven't they?
Yeah, it's sort of nice for us, because it doesn't always pan out that way. We've had a pretty good... Yeah, the local horses have stood up pretty well this time round, which is nice for us, and always makes us feel pretty good, I guess. But I don't know... how the form and that stacks up of the horses that did come over. But as I said, it's always nice that when we can hold our own against the big boys, it's good for us.
Well, Willie, congratulations once again. It's been an unbelievable summer carnival for you. The $2 million group ones, and you're still worried about finishing second in the other one. That shows the professional you are, and may well be on the next superstar of Australian racing. We would love to see Acadia Queen in Victoria, over in the eastern states, taking on the big guns. But enjoy the victory on the weekend and what you've achieved so far, and we'll be backing you again come this weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'll see how we go.